All right, we're going to go ahead and get started with our honoring excellence. We'll give them one more second because I see a couple people still rolling in here. I know. Now everybody's staring.
Now you're quiet.
Come on in. First off, y'all look really nice with your Valentine's-y.
I know, it's fun.
Attire. So it was in principal's meeting, correct, that they will let you take on this?
Yeah, okay. Well, ongoing.
Yeah.
Hi. we always have ongoing discussions about people that we feel like we should recommend to the board to be honored. And over the last few months, several discussions came up. They said, well, we've had some teachers in this area in speech, or we've had teachers in counseling, or we've had teachers in special education who have done these things for the kids, and we thought, okay, how logistically can we get everyone and bring you all in to express our gratitude and talk about the good things you do? We just decided at one point, all of our people in these special areas, in our special ed, in our speech, in our counseling, in all of these, in our nursing, a lot of the people who are actually putting in time to work specifically with our kids at a time when so many of our kids struggle so much. And to know that we have such good people there and that they're doing such a great job in what is unarguably one of the most difficult assignments we have. You guys not only have to worry about taking care of the kids, you have to worry about paperwork and covering yourselves and making sure that legally everything is covered and taken care of as it should be. Between those things, the level of professionalism, the level of love that you show, for all of those reasons, we wanted to express our gratitude to all of you. And so we wanted, and we could do this with you one at a time and bring you all in and say such great things about you. But I've also invited Mrs. Bliss to come and just talk a little bit about some of the things that where she is over many of these areas and can talk about that a little bit more in detail for the board, so they'll get a little more detailed description of some of the things you do. So Mrs. Bliss, if you'd come up and share with your thoughts for just a minute, we'd appreciate that.
Brought their names up, my first thought was they're a lot like first responders. They rush in when everyone else wants to rush out. They really do. They do jobs that other people, I'm going to get emotional, I'm sorry, other people don't want to do. They take the hardest of the hard. We've had some hard things in our district. It's nationwide. Ever since COVID, we've had a lot of hard things going on.
Like it was him.
And they have faced it fearlessly. They just dug in and get the job done. You mean the world to me. Sorry. They not only that, they have the legal component that is always breathing down our neck. We are always trying to stay in compliance with the state and keep them out of our business because we want to do things right. We want to do things right by kids. And so we have to keep that on our shoulder the whole time, that weight of worrying that we've done it right and making sure that children are treated fairly, parents are treated fairly, and they're seen and heard. And so that's always been on their mind. They see the potential in kids. A lot of, and I don't say this disrespectfully, but a lot of teachers in the regular classroom are afraid of those students sometimes. They don't want those students in their room. They want them out of the way so they can move forward and teach to the top of the student groups. And these guys see the potential of those kids in their classrooms and what they can become. And they push for that. They take them as they are and they set their goals and build for them. So it's huge. It's huge what you do. You differentiate, which is hard, and you have more than 13 kids or whatever. Some of you have 30 plus kids in your caseload, and you have the IEPs that take 2 to 3 hours each to just write, not alone the testing that has to be done. I'm aware of what you do. You personalize their education, and you're just their advocate for them and their parents, and I do appreciate you for that. We've started in the last couple of years, we've had people going out to Garrison to
taking on that little school because they have needs out there. And meeting our speech people out there once a month and work with them. And I hate to go like into details about certain people because every one of you have done amazing things. Some of you have dealt with students that have state school discipline issues and have had to give up some of your personal time to come in and work with these kids because you love them and you want to see them succeed. And that's what our job is all about. So I know I was at a school and the teacher asked me to, I said, what can I do to help? And she said, well, I guess you could come take this class. I said, well, when's your lunch? Well, I'm not getting one today. We have this person calling sick. And this is like an everyday occurrence. I know the kinds of a lot of schools. And you just do it and you don't complain. So thank you. I love you all and you're amazing.
Yes, thank you.
So now if we could, just for the board's information, we've got people from new board members that are from both sides of the county and they may not know all of you. Like all of those of you who we've asked to come and be honored today, if you would stand up, tell them your name and tell them your assignment and which school you're at, or if you're at multiple schools or just your assignment, express that if you would please, so they can put a name to the face. And then after everyone has done that,
I'll take just a second.
Yeah, then we'll turn it to Tim, so to President. So if you will start right here, yes.
So I'm Randy Butler. I work at Fillmore Elementary in the kindergarten, first and second special ed.
Awesome.
I'm Becca Frost. I'm the speech language technician in Fillmore, and so I do Head Start, Fillmore Elementary, and Fillmore Middle School.
Go to the back row and then we'll go over to the side.
Okay. I'm Brady Johnson. I'm at Delta North, but second and fourth grade, so I have a second in all fourth grade.
Candace Howell, I'm a school psychologist. I work at the elementary schools, Garrison, and I do half of Delta Middle.
I'm Deanna Ullman. I'm a special teacher at Delta North.
Okay, Natalie.
I'm Natalie Rouse. I'm a school nurse on the Fillmore side.
I'm Robin Peterson. I do special ed at Fillmore Elementary with Reddy, and I do the third and fourth grade.
Thank you. Start on the back row.
I'm Amy Taylor. I'm the speech language technician. I work at the South, the North, the Middle School, Garrison, Estill. I work with the son. Love our kids.
I'm Melissa Jacobson. I'm the speech language pathologist, and I work on the Delta side.
Austin Fowles, special teacher at Delta Middle School.
Danielle Carter, special teacher at Middle School.
Elise Withers, I'm the special teacher at the middle school.
Denim Rawlson, district psychologist, do 7th through 12th grade.
Amy Brinkerhoff, and I'm Delta Middle School special ed.
Kristen Christensen, I teach special ed at the high school.
And I'm Sarah Butler, and I work at the high school too, but I'm a severe special ed teacher.
Okay, thank you guys. Gosh, no better group to be brought to us, to be honest. Like, you guys, thank you so much for loving our kids and, you know, kind of taking the hard times. Like they said, it's easy when you're just in a classroom and everything's going great, but you guys really go above and beyond with the extras. I just kind of wanted to show you, we had Todd Davies get you. Who in the world would deserve more a drink and some chocolate than you guys? So we got you guys each one of these little mugs and it has a little Millard School District on it and some chocolate. So anyways, thank you and we appreciate all that you do. And if you guys will all, come each up of you have a mug,
maybe
so come shake our hands
and
grab your mug.
I'm going to knock over.
So because we're
going mugs.
We'll come line up over there.
So
grab your mug and
look your name as you come by, and we'd love to shake your hands and tell you thanks.
Let's go shake hands over here.
And then we'd like to take a picture of all of you back in that corner if we could afterwards. So come on up. Randy, why don't you lead the way? Come up around here.
Yours is very first, Randy.
Randy, yours is clear over here.
It's not too late.
Trying to be the teacher that will just make sure that we're going to.
Yeah, I'm the severe specialist.
Well, I'm sure that's my memory.
Thank you.
Do you want to take that picture?
Yes.
Take one. Oh. Wait. Right here. No?
Amy, three.
Oh. Maybe she got yours.
Yeah, there's an Amy Creed.
Well, we had a girls relay. Preschool. Yes, excited, right? We were like, hey, girls.
We only wanted you to feel bad for just a minute.
Sorry, you guys.
Oh, it's right here.
It's right here.
Oh.
How are you doing, Edda?
Good. Are you guys having a good year?
Yeah, we are.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so much. Hello.
Thank you.
Survivor. Well, you know, well, I'm going to survive.
Here's yours, Leanne. Lauren. That's pretty fancy there. I got a dead point guard.
Well, tell us if we're moving. You're on it. This is the lady here. I'm sure. Okay. Oh, you got it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa.
And with Tisha. Ginger's at their school too, right? Ginger Bonder?
No. Ginger Dudson.
Oh, yeah.
What was that one
today? Jamie?
How are you guys?
A lot of them, I know they know their
right names. I just want you to
come
home. Came home and sang your praises. This is so
and so. And you're saying, oh.
Oh, okay.
You guys ready when we're ready?
We're going to
dress up.